Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. I don't know if you saw this, Gene, but I was seeing some images on Twitter. At Rochester or at Emirates Hockey.
I'm excited to see this. Yeah.
Fan experience improved. New scoreboard. We're just about there. New Emirates season gets underway here on ESPN Rochester Friday night with Charlotte coming to town. And we are extremely excited to welcome in Emirates general manager Randy Sexton into the sports bar. Randy, how you been?
Terrific, thanks, guys. How was your summer?
Oh, too short as always, but the beautiful thing is it's hockey season, Randy, and usually we're optimistic this time this year. Every team is, but, I mean,
sure.
for you, though, especially with this roster that's been assembled, can you get excited about what could be happening here in Rochester?
Oh, absolutely we should. You know, we've got a great blend of youth, skill, speed, toughness. You know, we've got a great veteran leadership group. We've got great coaching staff. So, you know, our fans and our organization is excited about the upcoming season.
Randy, last night, trade that the organization made, sending Nick Baptiste for Jack Doherty. Talk us through that move.
Well, you know, Nick was going into his fourth year with Buffalo and has been a tremendous professional. He's worked hard. He did a great job for us for 3 years. You know, when we took over here in Buffalo, one of the areas that we lacked some depth in was young defensemen. So there was an opportunity to make that move, give Nick a fresh start, which he clearly earned and deserved, and give us an opportunity to snag Jack Doherty, who's, in our opinion, a promising young defenseman.
I would think that Phil Housley might know something about Jack Doherty. Did you lean on him? I mean, what was Phil's take, if you do know, seeing that he came from the national organization?
Oh, we lean on Phil every day, believe me. Phil spoke very highly of Jack. Had him at a couple of development camps and had an opportunity to spend some focus time working with him, and spoke highly about his potential and also about his character and his work ethic and his attitude. And for those of you guys who've been around us a bit, you know that those qualities are near and dear to our hearts. So we were excited to get a young defenseman like Jack.
Amherst GM Randy Sexton joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. Gene mentioned in Sports Center the claiming of Remy Elioff of waivers from Dallas. Where does he fit into the picture?
Well, you know, with Scott Wilson going to be out for a part of the season after his ankle surgery, we felt we needed to bring somebody who could, you know, replace Scott, and that's bring speed, tenacity, some physical presence to the lineup, a guy who could help us on the PK. And Remy is a guy that we've been tracking for a while. He fits the bill, helps us increase and improve our team speed. So it was a very nice fit there.
Forgive me for not knowing. Is that the move fit the roster, or does that force somebody down because you picked him up, Randy?
Well, because of Scott Wilson's surgery, he's going to be on IR for a while, so it doesn't really push anybody anywhere. It just replaces Scott Wilson in our lineup.
And we saw the press release just a few minutes ago that Atwal is being assigned to Cincinnati, correct?
That's correct.
Arvin Atwal, a defenseman, heading down to Cincinnati. We're talking with Amherst GM Randy Sexton here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia as we prepare for another season of Amherst hockey. And, of course, meet the players night tomorrow afternoon. We will be broadcasting live starting at 3 o'clock. Players showing up during dinner time shortly after 5 o'clock at the distillery at Mount Hope Avenue. Randy, always tough decisions sending players down. Tell us a little bit about Alex Nylander. How tough was that decision based on the preseason that he had, and how did he take the news that he was coming back to start the season in Rochester?
Well, it was it was difficult in the sense that, you know, Alex had a terrific rookie tournament and an excellent preseason. We always take the long-term view with our players, particularly our younger players. And, you know, Alex has made tremendous strides over the past 12 months. And he deserves full credit for it. He changed his training regimen. He worked very hard this summer. He came to Buffalo early. You know, he did everything that we asked him to, and it's no coincidence that he had the rookie tournament and the preseason that he had. You know, there's still some small parts of Alex's game that we want him to focus on. He understood those. He accepted them. He felt himself he had a great rookie tournament and preseason, and we concurred. Like every player, he was, you know, disappointed with the news that he wouldn't be starting the season in the National Hockey League. But I was at practice today, and true to the professional that he is, he had a great practice. He was absolutely flying. He was ripping the puck. He made our first power play unit hum there. So we're really excited to see him come in the right frame of mind to continue to work in this game. And, you know, we're full of confidence that, you know, at one day, Alex is going to be a Buffalo Sabre.
Alex Nylander going to be one of those players that will be at Meet the Players Night tomorrow. Another one, Justin Bailey, and I would imagine Bailey might have some disappointment coming back to Rochester. Randy, what has held Justin Bailey back to this point from reaching his full potential?
Well, you know, Justin had a terrific start to camp and start to the preseason. He had really kind of embraced the things that we were asking him to do. And like a lot of young players, I think the biggest issue for Justin was his consistency. We didn't see full consistency across his games in the preseason, and it started to drop off as he continued to play games. So we talked to him about that. You know, it's a very fine line between being in the National Hockey League and not being in the National Hockey League. You know, Justin is there. He's played NHL games. And we encouraged him to come to Rochester to continue to work in the finer parts of his game, you know, and to continue to try and build that game-to-game, period-to-period, shift-to-shift consistency that it takes to ultimately be an NHL player.
Amherst GM Randy Sexton in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. One of the tenets of this organization since Jason Bottrell came in, since you've come in, development. We've seen it firsthand with the development of Linus Allmark now joining the Sabres this year, and a new goalie in Rochester, and Scott Wedgwood. What can you tell the fans about Wedgwood between the pipes for the Amherst this year?
Well, you know, Scott was known to us from a distance. Obviously, he'd never been part of any organization that our management group has worked in before, but we have tracked him since his junior days in Plymouth. We like the fact, you know, we like this height, we like this athleticism. He was troubled with a lot of injuries last year, unfortunately, but unfortunately for him, but certainly fortunately for our organization, we were able to sign him as a free agent this summer. He's athletic. He's extremely smart goalie. He's got great hockey sense. He reads the developing play well. And for any fans who ventured out to see our preseason game against Syracuse the other night at RIT, he was outstanding. Scott was excellent. Kept us in the game early, till our young guys kind of got their legs going, and then we were able to take over. But I think they should see a smart goalie, a guy who battles and competes every day, a guy who's very strong technically and has a very strong technical underpinning to his game, and a guy that we think will give us very strong goaltending in Rochester and provide some real pressure upward to the guys in Buffalo.
I mean, it says something, I guess, about the organization when, oh, he didn't make the Amherst. And I'm talking about Jonas Johansson getting sent down to Cincinnati. Is that just a move you want him to play every day? Because, Randy, in my opinion, whenever he's been up here in Rochester, you know, he's shown that he can play at this level.
Yeah, it really is a question. It really is an issue of Jonas being able to play all the time. And Jonas had a very good rookie tournament. Again, had a very good camp. We got him into one period in Columbus. I think he stopped all 15 shots he faced, and he looked terrific. And he feels good about his game. He feels, you know, good about where his game is at. But young players, and in particular goalies, they need to play. And, you know, Chris Taylor read some statistics to our players this morning at our meeting at the Amherst. And you know, I think it's 29 out of 31 goalies out of the 62, or 29 out of 31 backup goalies the National Hockey League have played time in the American League and the ECHL. Mm-hmm. So he Jonas didn't view it as a demotion. He really embraced the opportunity to be the go-to guy and an everyday player. And, you know, there's no doubt in my mind if he continues to develop the way he has over the last year, he'll be seeing games here in Rochester this year.
Randy, defense was an issue with the Sabres last season, and boy, now it feels like there is some development, there is some depth. We know some of the names that are going to be starting the season in Rochester, whether you're talking about Gooley or Hickey. We know about the veterans, guys like Paish. Talk about the one guy that I'm intrigued by, Lawrence Pilot. Talk about him starting the season here in Rochester, and overall, talk about the defensemen that are here in Rochester and how that could potentially help the future of the blue line in Buffalo.
Well, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, we didn't have a lot of young defensemen in our stable, so we traded Hudson Fasching for Brandon Hickey to bring in a young player just out of college. We were fortunate to sign Lawrence Pilot as one of the highly sought after free agents in Europe last year. And coincidentally, he led the Swedish Elite League in scoring for defensemen and was voted the best defenseman in the league. So we have high hopes and expectations for our younger guys. You know, part of the development process is striking the fine balance of making sure your younger players like Hickey, like Pilot, like Gooley, like Doherty, like Borgen have a chance to play, but it's also having the opportunity to play them with the right mix of veterans. So guys like Andrew McWilliams, Zach Redmond, Taylor Fadoon, these guys have been around professional hockey. They've been around the NHL. They played a number of NHL games, and they've walked in the shoes that these young defensemen have to walk in. So we're very, very excited about the tremendous blend of talent, youth, and experience that we have on the back end in Rochester. It's not going to be easy to get in the lineup every night. We were clear with our players today that, you know, we've got tremendous depth at every position here in Rochester this year and in Buffalo. So, you know, that's part of our development model. Internal competition is healthy. It'll push people to push themselves every day. But we're excited about, you know, the blend that we have on the back end here in Rochester this year.
Randy, you're in constant communication with Jason Bottrell. You've got your finger on the pulse of the Sabres. A lot of Amherst fans are also Sabre fans. So here comes the Sabre question, and a loaded question here. Where's the bar as far as expectation? And I'll set it here. I want to see the Buffalo Sabres play meaningful regular season games that first week in April as the regular season winds down. Is that bar being set too high or too low? Where should be the line here as far as expectations for the Buffalo Sabres this season?
Well, we'd like to be there. It's a bit early to say. You know, we did a Jason was clear at his year-end press conference that we needed change. We set about a plan and a strategy to make change, and not change for change's sake, but change that would help us accomplish a few things. Drive more young players into the organization, increase team speed, and change the mix of leadership, if you will, in the organization, and we've done that. And I think subject to an injury here or there on Thursday night, we'll have 8 to 9 new faces in the Buffalo lineup. Mm. Faces that are our people that play the game the way we want to play and who do it with the type of enthusiasm that we want them to bring. We hope that we're playing meaningful games in April. It's a little bit early to say just yet. Obviously, part of it will be depend on how we're able to keep our players healthy. We don't yet have the depth that other organizations do. We have good depth, I think, but we have young depth. And, you know, in order to be playing those meaningful games in April, it means you have to have depth that has experience and the ability to step into guys' shoes when they go down with an injury or suspension and are able to maintain their level of play.
Randy,
so it's not unrealistic. It's hopeful, but it's a bit early to say just yet.
Randy, I was going to say, we know how important a fast start can be. And for the Amherst last year, a fast start led to a playoff berth. How important is a fast start to this season going to be for the Sabres?
Oh, it's really important. You know, I was telling someone the other day, when I first started working in the league in the early 90s, you could look at the schedule and say, we'll win that one. We'll probably win that one. It's going to be tough. Detroit, they're good. We're going to struggle to win that game. You can't do that anymore in this league. Between the parity that's been driven in the league by the salary cap and the level of commitment and sophistication and investment by ownership and management groups across the league, we have tremendous parity. I never thought ever I would hear coaches tell the team in the second week of October that this is a must win, but there are must wins in the second week of October in our league now. So we are focused. I think Phil Housley and our staff, coaching staff in Buffalo, have put in place good systems. It was a much harder, more physically demanding camp this year than we had in the past. And all of that's done to get our players prepared for a good start. And clearly that's our focus in Buffalo, is to get off to a good start.
The division, though, there are some talented teams at the top, though. Toronto, Tampa, certainly. Boston is going to be good. But Detroit looks like they're in a rebuild. Montreal is making changes. And then, Randy, your former team, Ottawa, I don't know what their long-range plan is. I don't know if you want to comment on that or not. I'll just leave that there. But I guess my way of saying this is I don't think Sabres fans or the Sabres team should be overwhelmed in this division. It's not a division where they can't compete.
Oh, God, no. No, if that was the interpretation from my answer, no, let me rescind that. That's not the case at all. We feel we can compete every night, with both within our very difficult division and our difficult conference. That's not the case at all. We think we can compete. We think we've improved our team speed. We like the addition of some of the veterans like Berglund and Sabaka that we've added. We think Connor Sheary and Jeff Skinner upgrade our skill and our speed up front. So we're bullish on our team. We're excited about our team. I was really just trying to communicate that, you know, we don't have deep experience, depth in the organization just yet. And if we do run into a rash of injuries, we're going to be hard-pressed to continue. Have a lot of confidence in the young guys we have in the organization, but, you know, feeling your way in the American League or having some success early on as a young pro in the American League, it's not the same as stepping into the NHL with pressure cooker games, must-win games in the month of October and November. So, we are bullish. We think we can compete with anybody.
He is the assistant general manager of the Buffalo Sabres, the Amerks general manager, Randy Sexton, who's been great with his time. Now, Randy, of course, tomorrow night, Meet the Players Night. It's a great event. We're happy to be a part of it at the distillery on Mount Hope Avenue. I'm curious, are you gonna stop by, make an appearance, or are you going to be a stranger?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it tomorrow night.
Aww.
To attend to, but I was at practice today. I thought our coaching staff and our players put in a great day of work today. They are focused. The pace was very good. The level of battle was very good. I'll be back again tomorrow morning for practice, but I've got to get back to Buffalo for some other things tomorrow night, but we'll catch up with you guys certainly throughout the season.
And so, Randy, let's break some news, because we did this earlier with Nathan Page. What news can we break yet? Is Jack Eichel the captain? What things can we share on the air that I learned that from Randy Sexton?
Great question. I was well warned, believe me. Nothing to break today, guys. Still a little bit early.
I was
going to break the Remy Ellie news, but you guys already scooped me on it. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, no, we saw the press release come across from Warren, and we appreciate that. But, you know, maybe in the summertime where you're just a little bit more lucid, we can get more information out of you, like Nathan
exactly.
Page siding with the team.
Exactly.
Never gonna let you forget that, Randy.
You know, no, you're not. You guys are good. You nailed me on that one.
Amerks General Manager Randy Sexton, we'll look forward to talking to you throughout the course of the season. Randy, you're class, all class, and love what's going on with this team. Reasons for fans to be excited. Really appreciate you giving us some of your time this afternoon.
More than my pleasure, guys. Great to chat with you again. We'll see you soon.
You got it. Randy Sexton, Amerks GM, in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Don't you just get the sense after talking to that guy that they're on the right path? I just get he's being honest, right? Hey, look, if we get injuries, we're going to have some problems. We don't have that kind of depth.
Right.
Thank you. Yes.
He's being straight. By the way, he didn't commit to meaningful hockey in April. So I don't know if he's just trying to temper expectations, but he's optimistic. On the other hand, you know how this league goes. Listen, you listen to that guy, he's a valuable tool for Jason Bottrell. Randy Sexton. Been there, done that. first GM in the history of the Ottawa Senators, or at least, you know, since they became an expansion franchise back in the 1990s. Then going to Florida as their general manager. Wealth of knowledge, helped build the Penguins back up to have him in Rochester. Mm. You name me a more accomplished general manager in the American Hockey League. I'll wait, because I don't think you're going to find one more accomplished than Randy Sexton at this level.
Maybe the way to ask it would have been, if there was one guy in the Sabres organization to don the C on opening night, Randy, who would it be? He probably would have dodged it.
Yeah.
He would have dodged it.
Gosh. Would you not agree this is the time? Yeah, just kind of bait him.
I don't even remember how we got Paige out of him, how we got the Paige signing. Was that something?
It was accidental. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if it was Keith, but people started tweeting us like, wait, did he just say that Paige got re-signed? Like, wait a second, that's... Really? He's coming back? Oh, whoops.
What, really? Eichel's the captain? We didn't know? Before we get all the sizzle reels out on social media? All the video applications? All the jersey sales? What?
After all the banging we did on the Blue Cross Arena and the city leaders, thank you, Terry and Kim Pegula, because that new scoreboard, the pictures of this... All yeah. right. Fan experience. Ooh, I can't wait to see that new
scoreboard. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to check it out. Excited for another Amherst season. It gets underway Friday. 6:45 pregame with your new Amherst in-game host, Brayton Wilson. Brayton Wilson with experience, of course, with our sister station, WGR in Buffalo. He'll be joining us for all Amherst broadcasts this season as your in-game, intermission, and post-game host. Plenty to talk about on Friday as the Amherst start their 2018-2019 campaign. And if you want to meet the team, as we mentioned earlier, we will be live tomorrow afternoon starting at 3 o'clock. Meet the Amherst night at the distillery, Mount Hope Avenue, Danger and Battaglia. We will be broadcasting live and the team will be showing up a little after 5 o'clock. So stop out. Stop out and meet your 2018-2019 Amherst. Lots of players here to be excited about. So come and get... Let me get your autographs and your pictures and everything. You know, what a great experience for the kids, youth hockey players, families. That's tomorrow at the distillery on Mount Hope Avenue. We're looking forward to that and another season of Amherst hockey here on the Sports Leader ESPN Rochester. NFL appetizers on the way next. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. We serve up today's top NFL stories in bite-size form. Late last night, after we had signed off, word on Le'Veon Bell's intentions. And some statistics from last night's Monday Night Football performance from Patrick Mahomes that we're going to share with you next.
Yeah, we've got some news about the Dallas defense as well.
All right, that's all coming up. NFL appetizers, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score, stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.